Lenten Journey, Day 11. More Important Than God. The 11th day of Lent is a special one in the journey. It is the first prime number and the only prime number of equal proportions. It reminds us of the delicate balance between body, soul, and mind. It reminds us of the uniqueness of the primes as well as the uniqueness of our lives. Finding that balance in our lives, of course, is one of the reasons why we are taking this journey. Today's message comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. Here Jesus is addressing the crowd in what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. In this sermon, which takes about 3 chapters of the Gospel, Jesus outlines a way of life, of living. His message becomes very clear. He speaks of love and our relationships with one another, and in fact mentions that there is something more important than God. We're going to read from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and following. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said of men of old, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be liable to the hell of fire." Christianity is really a very difficult religion to practice. In fact, it has been argued that Christianity has never been practiced because of statements such as this. Jesus tells us that it is not enough to just say that murdering is bad, but when you have evil in your heart, you harbor that anger towards your brother, you are committing those acts of evil, those acts of murder. He says, if you have that anger and you insult your brother, if you have that anger in your heart and you talk down to your sister, you are already committing murder. And this message to wipe out hatred, to wipe out anger from our hearts, is so important in the entire Christian message that Jesus even says it's more important than God. He continues this passage by saying, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift, leave your offering, and go. First be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift." It's an interesting passage, isn't it? Jesus is telling us it is more important than the worship of God, than the celebration of God. More important than that is the reconciliation we have with one another. To be able to love one another is the expression that he demands of us. And in that love, we understand the love that we have towards our Heavenly Father and the love that he has towards us. You see, life is not about surprises coming from heaven, about God interfering with us, but it's about us interfering in our own life to be able to say that if there is going to be harmony, if there is going to be peace in this world, it's not because I'm offering a prayer upwards, but I'm offering a prayer sideways. I'm reaching out to my brothers and my sisters, and I'm going to be the vehicle of love. I'm going to be the one who reaches out and becomes that means of reconciliation. True peace, true harmony, true existence is about us living with one another. You cannot say, says the evangelist John, that you love God who you do not see when first and foremost you do not love the brother that you do see. It is so critical in the life of the Christian that we understand this very clearly and plainly. God is love. So let's repeat that. You cannot love God who you do not see when you do not love the brother that you do see. Our first obligation is to love one another. By this, Jesus tells us, we become Christian. People will know that we are truly his children. On this 11th day of Lent, as we balance, as we find harmonies all around us, as body, soul, and mind come together, let us put in focus where God wants us to be, the relationships that need to be nurtured, that need to be mended in our lives. This is a perfect time. The Lenten period is the time to go out and reach out sideways, not only vertically, but reach out to the people around us, to say that, yes, I have faltered, I have sinned, and you know what? We all do. We are all in that state of sin, but I'm willing to rise above that sinful nature and become the child of God that I am destined to be, by loving one another, to put away old things, to begin each day as a new creation, and find that new creation in the loved ones all around me. Let us conclude with the prayer of Saint Narses Shnorhali. Uncreated essence, I have sinned against you in mind, soul, and body. Do not remember my former sins. For the sake of your holy name, have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at inhisshoes.org, where you'll find projects and many activities to keep you focused during the Lenten season and always. And of course, join us at epostle.net, where you'll find this podcast, other podcasts, different resources, including recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.